This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dallin Cuff from ESPN will jump on with us in about 10 minutes or so to talk about the national championship game last night. But we do have some news to share with you. And it's bittersweet news for me. Denton is taking a new job, and because he's getting married on Friday, today's his last day as the producer of this show. And I'll let Denton tell you more about the job that he's taking in detail in a moment. But, you know, let me just say to you, Denton, and to everybody out there, Denton is talented. He's going to something that'll give him a much better opportunity in so many ways. Compensation, benefits, to, you know, a chance to do his thing as an on-air talent in a bigger way. And I'm thrilled for him. I really am, and encouraged him to really go after this. And he's going to really do well. I am confident in that. At the same time, for me, I'm really going to miss Denton. He's at the top of the list of the best producers I have ever had. He's been also terrific on air with me. And I've said this to him before and to others, you know, that we work for. He's just somebody who gets it. You know, a lot of you understand when I say, and when people say about somebody, yeah, they just get it. Denton just gets it. You know, he's someone who wasn't, you know, ever here just for the paycheck. You know, he was here to do a great job and to make things better. You know, there was no job description necessary for Denton. He just, you know, went well beyond it, you know, consistently. He's smart. He's intuitive. He's so easy to work with. He's easy to communicate with. I've had a lot of producers over the years, and the reason for that is because this is a position that typically is a stepping stone to something else. You know, most producers, some, but most aren't here just to be a producer forever. So I'll let Denton tell you more about the gig, but he knows how I feel about him, and I wish him the best of luck. You were awesome to work with for all of these years. It doesn't even seem like that. Like it's flown by. And of course, I wish you were staying on because it makes my life so much easier. But you know how happy I am for you and the opportunity.
So I appreciate those words. I do think it's important to make sure that people are aware that you were very much involved in the process of this. This is not like we are breaking up and over like a beef or anything like that. That was one of my biggest fears, that someone's going to walk away from this and think that we hate each other. We obviously do not. But yeah, so I'm excited about this opportunity. It came together rather quickly, but I will be leaving and starting as the executive producer of The Daily Tip on the BetMGM network with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger on April 22nd. As you mentioned, today was going to be my last day this week anyway, because I got to go get married this weekend, and then I'm going
to
be...
Well, you don't have to go get married. You've chosen to do
that. I've chosen to go get married.
Yeah.
And then I'm choosing to go to St. Lucia. So nobody need me next week, because you will not have me. I will be chilling on a beach, drinking lots of liquor with a beautiful wife. So there's a lot like I want to say about this. I'm incredibly excited about this new opportunity. You know, I've gotten to know the two of them a little bit. I know the management there, and I've been really good friends with some of the management there for a long, long time. But I do have a story for you, Kevin, if you will allow, that I feel like is particularly relevant to this. So I went to college to do this radio thing, which a lot of people in my life were like, don't go exclusively to do media. And I said no. And I went anyway. So I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was like considering radio, television, writing, the whole nine yards. And like between my sophomore, junior year, I decided this radio thing is what I am going to pursue. And I remember having a conversation with a professor of mine that I held in super high regard about making this decision. He had worked at various different markets across the nation with stops in, you know, various points of Ohio, Virginia. Cleveland was one of the areas that he worked with. And he and I are talking about this. And he said, all right, if you want to do this full time, like, what do you want to do with it? It's easy to say, I want to do radio. What do you want to do with it? And my answer was, I want to work in Washington, D.C. It's where I grew up, fan of these teams. I want to work there. He said, cool. Who do you listen to? And at the time, you know, we did not have the Always Live and Free Odyssey app. You know, even though I'm leaving, still a company guy. We did not have the Always Live and Free Odyssey app. So he asked me who I listened to. And kind of hilarious, I said, you know, SVP and Russillo. That was my favorite national show. And at that point, it was on television. But he challenged me. He's like, all right, well, if you want to work in Washington, D.C., you have to go listen to people in Washington, D.C. And because we did not have streaming services, or they weren't as good back then, it did take a little bit of elbow grease to find ways to stream the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan as I was in a different market in Lynchburg, Virginia. But I always grew up a fan of 980. I would drive to my middle school, Mercer Middle School, and it felt like every time we were in the car, it was an Al Galdi sports update when you were on the air. So we didn't get to hear you a lot, but we got to hear Al Galdi giving his updates when he was doing that in his career. But as he challenged me to listen to more Washington, D.C., you know, based sports content as I'm away, the show that happened to fit my schedule the most was Kevin and Cooley. And I feel like you understand this, but for those that don't, it's one thing to listen to radio shows. I do feel like it's very different to listen from the perspective of somebody that wants to do this. There's a lot more kind of studying and looking a little bit deeper into the way that you and Chris set up a show, how the show sounded, the segments that I liked, and things of that nature. And it quickly became my favorite show to listen to in the entire market. It was easier at the time to listen to 106.7 The Fan on my laptop, but I would always make way to listen to this show. And then I followed you in 2018 when that one guy decided you weren't going to be on radio anymore and you made the jump to the podcast. I hope he's doing well. I know you definitely are, so silly on him for that. Made the jump to the podcast. I do want to point out, because I have never told you this, I emailed you in 2018. You never responded to that email, but I ended up working with you.
Why haven't you ever told me that?
Because I thought it would be funny to save it for something like this. Oh, okay. But like to be able to work with you after listening
to that. I respond to a lot of emails. You know that.
I do know that now. Yeah. Yeah. But it's the basic like guy in college, hey, let's grab a beer sometime thing. And like right. You get flooded with those. So I totally understand it. And I would go back and tell that guy in 2018, wait 4 years and he'll eventually respond to you, all your emails when you send out show rundowns. But this has really been a lot of fun, man. And I know you know how I feel about you. I know how you feel about me. It did make that process very difficult to go and take this job. I will have to admit, financially, it was very easy. One of the things I love the most about this platform is honesty and transparency. And this job for me has been part-time for 3 years. And you have fought for me to get a full-time job. My direct superior has fought for me to make this position a full-time job. But there are people above all of our heads that decide budgets and things of that nature. And for whatever reason, they decided that this position was never going to be a full-time job. Didn't agree with it when I heard it. Still don't agree with it now. But that definitely played a factor in me having to look at other opportunities. Because again, like I get married in a couple of days. And you just can't be doing a part-time job getting paid not very well when you now have a legitimate family that you have to provide for. So this is my final day. I've loved it. I feel like we have elevated this show together. I remember we talked on the phone when we first decided that this was going to be the pairing. You had some things you wanted to raise the level of, and I feel like we did that over the course of 3 years. And we got to celebrate Dan Snyder selling the team. I'm glad I got to be your producer for the devil finally dying in this particular city, and then the savior coming in Jaden Daniels. So it's been a great 3 years. I greatly appreciate it, and I'll we'll hug it out at my wedding in a couple of days.
Yeah, this was a no-brainer for you, and you're going to do great. And by the way, you just reminded me, I mean, I think about all of these years of doing this, I don't know that there are two bigger sort of periods of time than Snyder's sale of the team and then Jaden Daniels' rookie season. And we got to do that together, and it was much easier to do it with you. I will miss you dearly. I may have to call you occasionally to get whomever is in your new role up to speed. Because I will be pointing to, well, that's not the way Denton did it. It's not the way Denton did it much differently. Can you please do it the way he did it?
The guy that's filling in for me, I don't know if I'm okay to make that announcement, but the guy that's filling in for me will do a great job. It should also be noted, I'm not like fully leaving 980. I'll still be around during football season doing the draft show when I get back from my honeymoon. So I'm still very much around. Like, I'm literally just working on another floor and different hours. I get to go back to the 4 a.m. wake-up calls. I know you're jealous of that. So I'll still be around. It's not like I'm leaving for good. It's just this show. I won't be a part of this show anymore.
D-Day, Denton Day, final day. Gonna miss him. We got a guest. We'll talk some college hoops next.